Yeah, Devlin, talking sport on the DRS. It's time for the Famous Five, ladies and gentlemen. Five different bods and sods. All with a team to support. And let's start with our man, Graham Beasley. Sports Freak is the website, sportsfreak.co.nz. Last, worst, we're bottom of the table, Graham.
Let's start with a couple of numbers, shall we?
Yes.
First one is eight.
Eight.
It's the number of consecutive Hurricanes losses we're looking at the moment, going back to last season.
Okay, that's worse than the Blues, because they actually got a win, okay?
Yeah, we're very winless. Another number is 18, which is the number of turnovers that the Hurricanes conceded on Friday night.
That's one every 2 minutes, just about, isn't it?
Yeah, and given that they had less than half the ball, that pretty much means that they kept the ball, I reckon, for an average of about 30 seconds every time they got it. To paraphrase a public service announcement, it's not the losing that hurts, it's the way we're losing.
Oh!
It was flat, it was dire. Where was the razzle-dazzle? You know, the Hurricanes in the good old days, and this is the sad thing, we're now looking back with rose-tinted glasses to the good old days of the Colin Cooper era, where it was expect the unexpected.
Hey, but hang on a second.
Nothing unexpected about the Hurricanes on Friday night.
No, but the rose-tinted spectacles were, we came eighth and ninth.
There was nothing of interest, nothing of imagination or anything unpredictable about Friday night. It was like a Canterbury B rugby side, because that essentially is what he's turning this outfit into. The recruitment is all about getting sort of reject players from Tasman in there, and there was just nothing of any flair whatsoever on Friday night.
We're the worst team in the comp.
It's looking like that. Yeah, that game against the Rebels should be a goodie whenever that's coming up.
I know. Well, we're playing the Cheetahs first, so at least we might be able to get something out of that, you'd hope, this weekend. Callum Proctor from Dunedin. Highlanders had a bye, of course. You said that we are you.
You are.
We've turned into the Highlanders, mate.
You have. You were right.
Yeah, yes. I know. We're the worst team in the comp.
In fact, you were so bad, I turned it off and watched The Bachelor.
Oh, that is just the biggest insult that you could deliver. What a slap in the face.
And look, he certainly didn't have any handling problems. he got over the advantage line numerous times, Marty. And guess what?
What?
He scored.
Oh, that's nasty, isn't it? But so true. Mike King, as far as the Blues, back on track. And you did predict it?
The Blues are back on track, Mark. I'm sure every Aucklander out there is pleased about that. The rebuild continues. You know, we Aucklanders, we know good things take time. I mean, it's taken us 60 years, to build a reliable public transport system. Sure, we're not quite there yet. Another 30 years on that. Motorways still need unclogging. Another 50 years on that, Mark. So a good footy team takes time. Good footy. But I'm pleased.
You don't have time. That's the thing. It's the one thing you don't have. I mean, this competition is about winning now.
No, Marty. See, the turtle will win this race. We'll win this race in another 15, 16 years. You see, the little white first five played very well until he came up against a whole lot of really big white guys.
Well, he had to tackle then as well, didn't he?
Well, it was a disaster, wasn't it, you see? See, so that's why you've got to be patient. If you're an Auckland supporter, like a Kane supporter, but you guys are never going to win anything. We may do in 15 or 16 years.
So, Shonda, we go. Stephen Hunter is our man in Sydney. He's our Chiefs man. You didn't play, so you were supporting us, right?
I was all set this morning, you know, to talk about my capital upbringing. You know, how I was born in the hut, and the Hurricanes are my spiritual second team. You know, I was prepared to do that. And then I watched them play the Brumbies, and that was the start of a shocker. The worst weekend I've had for my footy tips, and it started with the Hurricanes.
Well, hang on a second. Well, what did you get right?
Not that many. I got three right, I think. Well, I mean, the Blues got smashed in Africa, obviously.
Well, that was predictable.
Then I got the Crusaders. When they got just past the team that's never beaten them at home. That was by one point.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty rank, really. Very bad.
Well, hang on a second. You would have predicted that the Force produced a gigantic performance at home, obviously.
That was just, oh, God. And that's the other thing. Like, you go and watch a game, I think it was the Crusaders game before that. Over here on Fox Sports, in the halftime break, they're going on about the Force Rebels game. And then in the last, 20 minutes of the Crusaders game, which is a pulsating game of footy. You've got a little screen in the corner, and they've got, I mean, if it's not bad enough to have to watch these guys play the Force and the Rebels, you've got little snapshots of them in their bloody changing rooms, listening to Miley Cyrus on their Walkmans. I mean, it's pathetic.
Thank you, Stephen. And Chiefs back in business, of course, this weekend. Finally, we go to Japan, where Mike McRoberts on Friday, you said win or otherwise the size 13 would be up the jacksie.
Yeah, now, I just need to ask, am I going to get some extra time since the Crusaders were the only New Zealand franchise to win over the weekend?
Well, and you did it pretty tough against a team that had travelled halfway around the moon and back.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, speaking of which, I'm in Japan at the moment, so I listened to the game on Radio Sport on the bullet train, which was pretty hard to do, I've got to say. But, you know, and I searched the internet, I can't find any highlights. There don't seem to be any highlights of the match for some reason.
There's one try. Look, and I'll tell you what, and it was a brilliant try, to be perfectly honest, and a Fonatier's try. Maybe that's turned your season around.
Well, maybe it has. I've been reading, you know, all these different sports commentators saying that you know, there's still questions to be asked. Well, you know, when you're two zip down from the season and facing three zip and we win, the only question you need to ask is where's the next drink? I mean, it was a huge victory for the Crusaders, and let's hope it does turn them around. Okay, there's problems, but you know, if we can sort those out and still win, I'll be happy.
How did the bullet train handle your victory dance?
They were very orderly, and I was very disorderly. It was nice to hear, unlike a train journey yesterday with, listening to the Warriors. So I'll take the Crusaders win.
Thank you, Mike. That is Mike McRoberts, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak. Our website is a Hurricanes man, Callum Proctor on the Highlanders, Stephen Hunter, Shunt of the Hobbit. Yes, the hairy-footed man. He is the Chiefs, Mike King, on the Blues. 23-10 at time. 0800 825 77 is our number here. At